Thank you, Dr. Janney. So the current structure with PeopleSoft, what we're looking at is a complete suite that not only covers the financial reporting aspect of it, but also different elements such as with purchasing. We want to expand our contracts module so that way we have very good records for at least the tracking from the inception of a contract all the way through to creating purchase order and also requisitions and so forth. And also project accounting, looking and working very closely with our facilities team so that we can track project costs. Payroll timekeeping, position control, I think by far is one of the leading aspects there too. And also a very integrated accounts receivable and accounts payable module. A lot of these, and asset management, I'm missing that one too. Again, those are all fundamentals within an accounting suite that we need to have, and it's not all inclusive with the PeopleSoft.
Thank you. Mr. Segura.
Sure. So I'm supporting this authorization, and it's primarily because of the recommendation and of Dr. Selkow and the tools she needs, the team needs to get what we need to get done and for all the work we need to do and to help correct our deficiencies and as well as David's approval of it and Dr. Janney, of course. But just hearing, you know, that the position control component is huge to me. Knowing that the staff has, if I understood you right, David, that the staff has a knowledge and experience with because of the loss of system that was purchased by Infor, that helps with moving forward with this and learning the whole system. And the cloud suite system is in the early stages, which is huge, so that we're not, you know, it's not old technology that we're going to have to switch out in for at least 10 years. So with that, I am I'm supporting this.
Mr. Tarantino.
Thank you, President Pike. I have a few questions through the chair to either Mr. De La Calzada or Dr. Sokol. There definitely seems to be a disconnect in the information that's in the press and being relayed to the community and to our district in terms of what the two systems can do. Would it be fair to say that this disconnect is based on the fact that the two systems we're not comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges? They're two different things. Otherwise, what would be the reason for the disconnect of all the misinformation that's out there? Do you understand my question, David? Or Dr. Salkel?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead,
David. May I respond?
You may.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. There is a disconnect because San Diego County, in my minimal meetings with them since January, late February and March, have indicated that they're under the impression that we're using 70% of the HCM system of PeopleSoft, which we are not. We're strictly using the HCM portion to satisfy the payroll requirements to process. Right. In order for them to get, for example, position control working, right, they're not going to be able to integrate with our Lawson system. It doesn't make any sense to try to piecemeal a system of different ERP systems. This is a very fundamental decision. If we're going to go with a total a true ERP suite, which will allow us to actually incorporate processes necessary to manage position control, it just makes sense that the Infor global HR system, the talent management system, and the financial cloud suite are integrated. Otherwise, we just make this a more complicated process and project. And in talking with San Diego County, they again believe that the approach is to utilize the PeopleSoft system. Well, there's too many holes and concerns that we have about the PeopleSoft system. So yes, I would have to agree, there are disconnects between San Diego County and ourselves. We offered them the opportunity to address those concerns at a special board meeting, which they canceled. So, you know, I'm concerned that they're not looking at the entire picture. From an infrastructure perspective, this is straightforward. Basically, we have a global HR system, we have a talent management system. As part of the ERP's architecture, we're going to incorporate the financial piece of it, which again is under the N4 architecture. To try to combine two different architectures, one that's declining on the system lifecycle and one that's improved or at the beginning of the lifecycle, does not make technical sense. And so I would still state that the recommended approach is to incorporate the N4 Financial Cloud Suite into our system so that we can address these concerns that have been identified by audit and a number of agencies.
Go ahead, Frank.
I have another question. Thank you for that, David. In most of the correspondence that we get from the County Office of Education, in fact, in the most recent one that was alluded to by members of the public, it seems as though their accusation is that we have not done our due diligence, that we're just kind of pulling a rabbit out of the hat. We're moving forward with something that really has not been investigated. And I thought I heard you say, David, that we've been undertaking a systems assessment since 2016. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
So where would they get the idea that this is spur of the moment and that we're trying to implement a quick fix?
I don't know what they're founding that particular premise on. However, I know, as well as working with the leadership team here at Sweetwater, that we've been reviewing infrastructure and architecture issues since 2016.
Okay.
That's why, basically, based on priority and funding availability, we went ahead and improved the Lawson Global HR system piece of it because of some issues that we've had. And so I don't believe we would have spent $5 million on that to improve that system if we were concerned that system would not work for us. And so it only makes sense to stay with the architecture that we've chosen, starting with the N4 Global HR system. With regard to San Diego County, I certainly agree with them that yes, vetting out through an RFP system would provide us with a number of options. However, as I indicated to them, we're not looking for a total replacement of an ERP system, okay? And there's only a limited number of financial systems that's going to work with our current architecture, and that would be an N4 solution. And I don't believe they understand the urgency or the immediacy of addressing the problems that have been identified by various agencies, including FICMAT and the recent audits. We cannot plug these holes, we cannot resolve these holes at the root cause if we don't replace the TrueCore system. And we can't just select any financial system to do that. So in working with Dr. Salkeld and her team, she's stipulated the requirements necessary for us to get through this particular scenario regarding our finance systems. And with that, I've taken those requirements and mapped them. And that's how we arrived at this conclusion, which was to be presented in January 28th. Now we've lost 4 months now, and I believe this approach and recommendation is still the appropriate solution for Sweetwater.
Go ahead.